بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين كلما ذكروا الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون أما بعد My respected Muslims The message of Quran to the humanity is the message of peace And what we were reading yesterday and what we will read today. The ayats which we'll read in that The message of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made deen a solution to the problems of humanity. One thing, human being as nature, which You ask every person in this country, he says, I want to become rich. Every person says this. And Quran explains the concept of become wealthy. That where should a person spend his wealth? And when a person spends, what will he get? Person, يَسَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ O Nabi, they come and ask that where should they spend their wealth? In that, spending on family, relatives, parents, all of that has been described. Then, Allah explains, that okay, if I spend, what will happen? Two ayats are brought. وَمَنْ يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَبْسُطُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ That Allah has given you wealth. You give back that wealth back to Allah. It's a loan to Allah. Allah will return it back to you in multiple folds. In tafsir, there's a sahabi, his name is Abu Dahda radiallahu anhu. One person comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Ya Rasulullah, I am a very poor person. I have a very small garden. Next to me is a person that he also has a garden. But for me to go to my garden, I have to go through his garden. And he gives me a hard time even going through there. Ya Rasulullah, help me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, who's that person? He said, so and so. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him. He said, I have heard that you have such and such places. He says, yes. He says, are you willing to give me this garden? So in return of that, I will give you a garden in paradise. This person, he was a munafiq, he said, let me think it over. I'll answer you. This sahabi Abu Dahda was sitting there. He overheard the conversation. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, this offer which you gave to this person, is it open for me also? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, sure. So he went to this person, he says, I have heard that you have a garden. And you know, I have a garden which has 600 date trees, ripe, very profitable garden. It's one of the most profitable gardens in Medina. And why don't we do, you know, a trade exchange. You give me your garden, I give you mine. This person is telling you that, are you sure? Mine is a very small garden. And look at yours. And he's asking him, are you sure? They trade. He comes, he gives this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, this and I also have another one. Whichever you take, I'm ready to give for you. On this, this ayat comes down. وَمَنْ يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَ لَهُ أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرًا. That whoever gives a qarz to Allah, Allah will give him multiple folds in this world. This is one ayat. The next ayat. مَثَلَ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ. Allah gives the example that when you spend in the path of Allah, see, human being, he wants to see the return. If I invest, I'm going to get 5%, 7%, 10%, 15%, 20%. What is the return on my investment? That's human nature. Allah says, when you invest with me 700 times. How much? 700 times. I will give you in return. Not one, not two, 700. That's why it is said, when a person gives $1 in the path of Allah, Allah gives him the reward of 700. And then that can be multiplied. When you spend for ala kalimatullah, for Hajj, it is 700,000 times. For ala kalimatullah, right, it is 49 million times. The ibadat, place, time, the rate goes up. Place, you know, when there's a season, the rate goes up. Anywhere there's a season, the rate of anything goes up. Spending in the path of Allah on occasions, on seasons, the rate goes up. We understand that in the worldly manner. But we don't understand in the manner of deen. And Sahaba, because they were the people of Akhirat, so they would understand that. Another ayat comes down. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. This ayat comes down. Had Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when he heard the virtues of spending in the path of Allah, he had 40,000 dinar. 10,000 he gave in the day. 10,000 he gave in the night. 10,000 he gave secretly. And 10,000 he gave publicly. So Allah revealed this ayat. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَالُهُمْ. This, those people who spend their money in the path of Allah. Sometimes quietly. سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. Sometimes in public. This ayat came down on Abu Bakr Siddiq. But this didn't stop there. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was amongst those people that who spent so much on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, I have paid back the favors of everyone except the favors of Abu Bakr. Allah will reward Abu Bakr for his favors. And at the time of Tabuk, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who's ready to give? Hazrat Umar said, I bought half of everything what I have. Hazrat Abu Bakr bought everything what he had. Everything. When he bought everything, right. So on his house door, there was rags, which, you know, you put in curtains. So he basically put that rag on. Jibreel came down. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is looking at him, he's looking at Jibreel, and he says, he looks, Ya Rasulullah, what's the matter? He says, I see you and I see Jibreel, both of you wearing the same clothes, and I don't know what has happened. Jibreel replies that, Ya Rasulullah, on this ikhlas and on this passion of giving for Allah is so beloved to Allah that Allah is sending His salam. In this world, Allah has sent His salam to only two people. One is Khalil Kubra radiallahu anha, and one is Abu Bakr Siddiq. And that salam comes from Jibreel. He brings that salam from Allah. Who is salam? Jibreel salatu wassalam brings that salam. And he says that, O Abu Bakr, are you pleased with Allah in this condition? Allah is asking you. This salam did not come on saving everything. This salam came on spending. You know, just in January, when I went for Umrah, we were coming out of the Masjid al-Nabi, alayhi salatu wassalam. So there was some mashayikh, some big ulama of Medina. We were invited at their house. So this sheikh told me, the sheikh, meet this person. So while he was going in his car, he told me to. The person came out, greeted. After greeting, he said, please come to my house to eat. We said, we are invited. After he left, the sheikh, I said, sheikh, who is this person? He says, this person, every day, in the afternoon and evening, between 1,000 to 2,000 people go and eat at his house. Every day. In the morning, from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock, he has office. All the ladies who are in need, widows, single parents, single mothers, anyone in Medina who is in need, they line up at his office. He gives them every day the expense of that day. Sometimes there's 700, sometimes there's 500, sometimes there's 400. From noon to this is his daily routine. And someone asked him, he says, the more I give in the path of Allah, the more Allah gives me. The more I give, the more Allah gives me. This is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have learned to take through business. We have learned to take through investments. We have not learned to take from Allah and His treasures. Spending on the orphans, spending on the needy, spending on your relatives, spending on those. Giving with your right hand with it without your left hand knowing. These are the deeds which will go with a person on the Day of Judgment. Had Aisha radiallahu anha, Ummahatul Mu'mineen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, Aisha, the more you will spend, the more closer you will be to me on the Day of Judgment. 100,000 comes. Gift was sent for 100,000. She started calling the poor, started giving out, giving out, giving out, giving out, giving out, giving out. The cloth which she was wearing had patches on it. She was fasting. When she gave everything out, And at the time of iftar came, the khadima, the maid said, why didn't you save a couple of dirhams so that we could make iftar today with meat? Everything was given away. This was the training which they had learned from Rasulullah. That's why this surah, in this surah. The other thing which it says, يَمْحَقُ riba wa yurbi sadaqat. When a person deals in interest, how Allah ruins him. And when a person spends in the path of Allah, how Allah honors him. That's why Ramadan is a good month to learn how to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the reality of the month of Ramadan and give us the sifat of the Quran, these qualities of Quran.